I'm sure it will be absolutely fine. It's a wonderful way. It's a wonderful way of absorbing a language and absorbing the musicality.
Yeah, and Lucretia is the perfect example. She not just has to pass an exam, but she has to enter into a culture. Mm. And of course, mm. the German language is not just important because we're teaching in German, but it's the whole literature, the leader Schubert, Schumann, all that world is almost
Well, you're not taking us into the German repertoire next. It is a French setting after all, but it's by Benjamin Britten, and then there's a little Swiss folk song immediately afterwards, which has got a strong connection.
It has a strong connection. And it's not just a little Swiss folk song. That's the original you will hear in the end. Because
I chastise myself. You were there first.
Yeah.
I
have to tell you, that was a reason to do that program. There's a very famous, very melancholic, very sad folk song, Swiss folk song called Guckisberger Lied. It's a Romeo and Juliet story. And the girl is very unhappy and the boy had a fight with another wealthier boy, and he thought that he killed him, the other one, his rival, and then he goes away into as a soldier. He comes back, and the girl died of sorrow, and that's Vreneli. That's the name of the girl in the song, and Simeli Berg. That's where the boy called Hans Jockeli, which is John Jacob.
It's getting very complicated.
Yeah, he comes from. So
let's just push somebody down off an Alp, can we?
Yeah. But I have to explain why it comes to Britain. Britain has the same tune, the same melody in a collection called French folk songs. But it's not a French folk song. It's a Swiss folk song. We started with the Britain version. Britain did a wonderful lamento as an accompaniment, and then we go seamlessly to the Swiss version.
Okay, so you're doing Britain first.
Yes.
So in French then?
In first French? And then in Swiss dialect.
And then Swiss dialect. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, it might not be. But anyway, I know the Britain ones are spinning songs, a young girl dreaming of a valley and a mill and someone she fancies, and her spinning wheels breaks at the end, I'm afraid.
That's it, yeah.
All right. Well, don't break down, everybody. Just keep going. Yeah. The floor is yours. Thank you very much indeed. So it's Benjamin Britten, Il est quelqu'un sur terre, one of his folk song arrangements, The Voices of Lucerne, conducted by Hans-Jörg Rickenbacher, and then to the original Swiss folk song.